If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is March the 22nd, 2024, and today the topic is doom and gloom. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday. I hope you guys had a wonderful Thursday. Mine was just fine. Yeah, mine was good overall. You guys may know that I went to work yesterday. And I can't remember if I told you guys or not, but part of yesterday's festivities in Joy Week was that at some point during the work day, we had to dress up in a certain decade and perform a karaoke song. And so yours truly. I was chosen to do 70s, and I just happened to have something available in my closet, you know, my costume closet, and so I threw on the fro and went on to work. Well, the interesting thing is, one, I was dressed in my thing all day. Everybody else brought their stuff and put it on later, so at first I'm like, is anybody dressing up? Am I the only one that did it? But I mean, listen, look, I don't know if it's just favor. I don't know if my coworkers just was like, oh, she hasn't really been able to participate all week, so this is the only thing she participated in, so let's vote for her because of that. Like, I don't know. All I know is at the end of the performances, yours truly got the prize. I got the prize for, I guess, technically both the costume and the karaoke performance. Now, I feel like there was some good costumes yesterday, you know, when people did get dressed up. I feel like everybody did a pretty good job, those that did do it. And I mean, I feel like there might have been better karaoke performances, you know, than mine, because I ended up choosing I'll Take You There as the song, because I was trying to, here's my thing, man, so they chose me for the 70s, remember, and so I had to pick a 70s song, and all my 70s songs, they seemed a little bit risque. And I was like, I need to pick me a song to sing. And then I'm like, but I want to do something I actually like, you know what I'm saying? So eventually I chose I Take You There because I thought that was going to be safe. And it was for the most part. I mean, you know, but one, there's not many lyrics to that song. So that's one thing. I think the majority of the song is like the background singers saying, I'll take you there. So that was one thing. Two, the little ad lib or the little words in between that the lady was saying, all I know is by the time one of the lyrics was talking about play that piano, Big Daddy, or whatever. And so I said that, and everybody was like, whoa. I was like, look, I'm just saying the lyrics. But for whatever reason, yours truly, I ended up winning. So thanks, man. Shout out to my team over there at Mountain West. You know, that was fun. It was fun to watch and be part of and stuff. I ended up being the last person too. So it's funny because, again, I had to just go ahead and get into character. So then I wouldn't think about it too much. So I don't know how much actual singing I did. I think I just played around the whole time. I don't even know if I played with my voice or not, but I threw my sunglasses on. I made it a whole thing, and I guess it sold it. So God be the glory, you know, favor. So yeah, that was something cool happened yesterday. Work was good yesterday as well. One of the ladies that volunteers with us, she happened to stop by yesterday and assist a little bit. So that was nice to have, you know, some additional help and whatnot, and get to know her a little bit better and everything like that. So that was nice. And Yeah, like one of my coworkers blessed us with donuts and stuff and beverages and stuff that morning and stuff like that. So all of that was nice and good as well. So for the most part, I feel like those are the main highlights. I mean, outside of that, by the time I got home, hubby and I went out to look at cars, and he pretty much got some feedback about his plan and whatnot. Because we were planning to just go ahead and try to buy a car, you know, straight out without having to get back into a payment and things of that nature. But I guess the conversation yesterday has him restructuring his plan and, you know, rethinking about like how we're gonna do it and things like that. And hey man, you know, like I said, I was telling him this morning, you know what, husband, I trust the Lord and I trust you. So I'm not even worried about it. I know, I mean, he was asking at one point, like, you know, how did I feel about if we had to continue to share the car for a while? And I mean, it's not so bad, but at the same time, I know I got stuff coming up. So it's like, you know, it just really depends. But we're gonna see what the Lord do. So I guess we're gonna get back on the hunt again, and maybe, you know, again, he's rethinking the way we're gonna do it. But you know, I know that I'll have a car when I'm supposed to have it. You know what I mean? So, but anywho, so yeah, that's what's going on. That was the main highlights from yesterday. Today's Friday, man, brand new day. And I'm feeling good this morning, man. I feel pretty good. Now, the interesting thing is I woke up this morning around 3:47 on the dot, and I paid attention to those verses that I came across when I Googled 3:47. Now, of course, I ended up coming across Lamentations, which I'm going to share that verse in a minute. But then there was also some other verses that were standing out to me in that Google search. But as I went deeper, I come to realize that I don't know why it's not lining up with what's in my Bible app. But you know, it was telling me that there was a Matthew 3:47, and I went to go look and, you know, look it up and see what I had to say, and I couldn't find it. And I'm like, that's interesting. But anyway, so I was just doing my little thing on social media as well as communicating with Elizabeth. Shout out to my VA. And then also just kind of just doing some little stuff. And then I finally listened to the prayer meditation and, you know, was taking in that wisdom. And ultimately I went back to this idea of looking back into 347. And then that's when I got the, I guess, confirmations that things wasn't lining up and stuff. And I'm like, well, Lord, you know, what are you showing me about this? Because I feel like, I mean, well, I believe the phrase doom and gloom came into my heart and mind as I was reflecting and seeking the Lord about, like, you know, what was he showing me with this thing at Lamentations and the original thoughts that I was having when I first saw those verses. And, you know, and the fact that it didn't line up with, you know, some of the Google search information didn't line up with what the Bible app said, and you know what I mean, stuff like that. I'm like, you know, what are you showing me, Lord? And ultimately, what I received is this. Now, I think anybody that listens to me, you guys probably already know that your girl, me, I guess I don't seem to mesh too well with people that are all about the old woe is me type people. You know, the people that want to stay in their old woe is me space. You know what I mean? Like, I think I do better with people that are like, you know, you can acknowledge how you feel, but at the same time, you actually want to do something to get out of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I'm more, they mesh better with me because then they appreciate the encouragement and the stuff that comes from me. But anywho, and vice versa, man, I've sat on here and told you guys ups and downs, my good times, my bad times, when I'm upset, when I'm sad, you know. So y'all know, I mean, again, people that listen to the Juice consistently, you guys, I think, get the whole picture of Miracle, I think, for the most part, outside of like, I guess, what my husband gets and what people truly close to me get. But yeah, so with that on my heart and mind, and I'm not trying to say anything against anybody in particular, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to say, when it comes to all this doom and gloom, you know what I mean? Like all these prophecies and these things that are talking about the craziness and sadness of life. Don't get me wrong. I mean, there's something to it. You know what I'm saying? I've been saying, you know, myself as well over the past few years, like, hey man, it seems like it's a whole nother season right now. It's a whole nother life. Like it's so different from when I was growing up. And, you know, so I've been acknowledging all the crazy evil things in the world too. So I'm not going to sit here and act like there's no crazy evil things. But at the same time too, as a believer, I mean, I know that this isn't my end. I know that this, even though there might be crazy, evil things around me all the time, you know, I think I've been a good testimony, or at least sharing my testimony of how I've been able to thrive through the pandemic, or how I've been able to, you know, still have hope, love, joy, peace, and all these things in the midst of turmoil and stuff. And again, even in my really low moments, well, I'm upset and I'm sad and all that different type of stuff, you guys see the hope and whatnot that I have. And the only reason I have those things is because I believe in Christ. Like, I understand that, okay, things are temporary, things are seasonal, things are for right now, or whatever the case may be. And so when it comes to doom and gloom, yes, you know, life can be, you know, the worst sometimes, right? You could feel like, man, things are so bad, right? But I don't think God wants us to stay in that place. I don't think God wants us to even focus on that, in my humble opinion. But this is based on the Bible, you know. I think that, sure, you know, you can acknowledge it, right? And, you know, sure, you can do something about it with the things that you do have some control over. But outside of that, again, I don't think God wants us to just walk around like, woe is me, like the donkey in the Pooh series. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that that's God's will for us. Now, again, that could be just me and my humble opinion. You guys seek the Lord about what you're receiving about this. But I'm just going to share with you guys some Bible. Now, honestly, all of these verses might be pulp to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you listening to them, you probably be like, see, this is an example. This is an example of all the doom and the gloom, you know. But I mean, again, I believe that if you are a true follower of Christ and you are, you know, open to hearing and I guess reading between the lines of what is being said, then, I mean, perhaps you will see the glimmer of hope in the midst of these seemingly dark verses and things of that nature. So let's start with the one that I came across this morning when I woke up. So Lamentations 3:47, it says, fear and snare is come upon us, desolation and destruction. Now, granted, I mean, again, I think we all have probably felt that at some point in our life. I feel like, again, even last week, I was telling y'all, man, I feel some heavy attacks on me right now, right? And I was, you know, and especially when I was in the midst of my moment screaming within, you know, it did not feel good, you know. So maybe this was me crying out to the Lord, like, I feel like the fear, desolation, destruction, you know, and all those things. But again, like, that is just one verse in this beautiful picture of the life that God has created. I mean, again, we can see all kinds of beautiful things around us. We are great examples of God and his creativity and his work. And so it's like, you know, sure, like, again, we ain't got to fake the funk or something. You know, we don't have to sit here and pretend like, oh, everything is peaches and cream when it ain't. But at the same time, you know, who do you believe? Who is your daddy? Like I talked about the other day, right? Like, who do you believe in? Are you going to believe your own report and your own mind and things of that nature? Or are you going to be led by God? You know, so, hey, here goes some verses that hopefully will encourage you and inspire you. So 2 Timothy 3:12 says, indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ will be persecuted. Ooh, I know that's pulp. I know that sounds bad. Oh, you're like, well, why would I even want to be, you know, a believer? Because if I'm going to be persecuted, that's just like suffering outside of Christ. I mean, maybe to a certain extent, but again, I guess I'm reminded of Stephen, if I'm remembering the name correctly, but it was the young man that got stoned, and as he was stoned, he was pretty much praising the Lord. Like, I mean, that's the type of craziness that can happen. I know, and I'm not saying it, I say crazy from our perspective, because who wants to praise the Lord while you're being stoned, or whatever the case may be, you know? That seems like I can't fathom it, because I haven't seen and witnessed nobody being stoned in real life or nothing like that. But, you know, but that's just like, I guess, again, somebody putting the gun to your head and you still worshiping the Lord to your final breath. Like, who knows, we might be faced with that type of thing one day. You just never know. Like, again, I feel like people here in America, we just really take for granted the freedoms and the different blessings that we have here. Because again, I feel like, again, in other parts of the world, people are experiencing just that thing that I just described. The guns in their head saying, hey, are you a Christian or not? You know, do you believe in Jesus? You know, and they're cutting people's heads off. I mean, this is things I hear about now. I ain't seen it. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But this is what you hear about when you hear about the news and stuff like that. I'm sure you could just Google that phrase and you'll see things. Who knows? Maybe even on the dark web and stuff, that type of stuff is being filmed and shown. So I'm just saying, again, this might be bad news. You might not see it as good news that, hey, you know, it's saying if you desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus, you will be persecuted. But hey, does it give you some freedom to know that in advance? You know, does that give you some type of, you know, so then when you're facing the persecution, then you'd be like, oh okay, this is what was to come. Now, granted, again, it don't always feel good. I just told y'all about persecution just last week, probably just earlier this week or whenever it was. And it didn't feel good. You know what I'm saying? To feel like there's persecution coming your way and you feeling like, you know, the enemy's attacking you and all that. It don't feel good. But at the same time, too, again, I can sit here and have joy today based on knowing that, hey, look at what the Lord has done. He still has given me joy, peace, hope, love, in spite of however I felt before. And again, if you really truly think about it, any sad, bad thing you've been through in life, you've made it through it because you made it through a whole nother day. It's a whole nother day, new day, new, fresh anointing, fresh, you know, blessings, whatever the case may be. And you just got to sometimes like open your eyes to see what the Lord is doing again with you, for you, and through you. So you know now in advance. If you never heard this before, if you come to Christ, just go ahead and start expecting persecution. And so then that way, when you face the persecution, you can start to look at it differently. You know, again, sometimes in my low moments, I am able to acknowledge and say, you know what? I'm in good company. Christ went through this. The disciples went through this. Other biblical figures went through this. And in worse ways than what I'm experiencing. And they made it through and they're getting their glory in heaven and things of that nature. So, I mean, hey, you know. Whatever you got to do to go ahead and just acknowledge that and be at peace with that. We got to learn to be at peace with that. And I'm talking to myself in this moment too, because I mean, I'm sure there's more things to come and stuff like that. But, you know, just trying to be reminded to all of us that these things are to be expected. Okay. So then Revelations 2 and 10, it says, do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested. And for 10 days, you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Now, I don't know about the 10 days. I don't know about all that. But I think that, again, this can go for us today. You know, some of us might be thrown in prison for our belief. You know what I mean? Some of us might be, you know, tested in different ways. Some of us may go through, well, we will go through tribulation, you know, but what it's telling us is to be faithful unto death. At the end of the day, again, there's no need to fear man because they don't have a heaven nor hell to put us in. And they're not our creator at the end of the day. Like, sure, again, you know, I mean, you know, I've been blessed thus far in life to not have to worry. And, you know, I haven't had anyone threaten my life, you know, any things of that nature. I mean, outside of that hit and run and things like that, I haven't really, you know, had to deal with that in my life thus far, by the grace of God, you know. But even if I did, you know, I still would have to, you know, again, acknowledge that, hey, you know, it must be my time. You know, this may be the way that the Lord want me to go. Like, whatever. I mean, and I know all that stuff might sound morbid, right? Again, this is doom and gloom conversation, right? Things are so bad. People are killing people. And you know, yeah, all this evil, crazy stuff is happening. But in my alley voice, there are things worse than death. Like, would it be better to die? Or would it be better to be tortured and things of that nature? I mean, I don't know. I mean, like I said, by the grace of God, I haven't had to experience either one other than mental torment and whatnot by the enemy thus far in life, you know, but I can't imagine physical torment. I know people who acted out in movies and, you know, and stuff like that. And that, I'm sure that has no bearings on what it's like in real life, you know, and stuff. But again, we still don't have to fear no man, you know, even in spite, again, yes, the threat of life. Because again, God will give us the crown of life. He's the God of life. You know what I mean? It's like, again, he's conquered death. So if, even if somebody was to chop us up, I mean, if the Lord wanted to raise us back up, he could and would, you know? And he will one day, you know? So, you know, these are just things to think about. I know it can be, again, well, yeah, morbid, but then also I know it can be like hard to think that way because it's like, oh, what do you mean? You know, maybe we haven't seen it or something like that, but this is what the word has said. I mean, there's numerous accounts again of people, of Christ raising people from the dead and things of that nature. And so again, that's just something to think about and know. Matter of fact, I don't want to misquote, but I'm trying to think, like, didn't they say in the end times there was going to be two spokespeople and they was going to kill those people, and then like some days later they was going to bring, and God was going to raise them back up again to continue preaching or something like that, you know? So that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, you know, maybe we will witness it in our lifetime. Now I hope I'm, you know, if there's pre-trib rapture or whatever that case may be, then I hope I, you know, I can watch from the sky view. But you know, hey, either way, just something to think about. You know, your God, our God is more powerful than, again, anybody that can take our life here on earth. I mean, just saying. So then we got 1 Peter 5:10, and it says, and after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. I mean, again, I feel like all these verses I've shared on here before, it ain't nothing brand new. But again, I think that these things are things we need to think about, especially in the midst of doom and gloom, especially in the midst of all the, again, craziness that we're going through in life and the things that we're witnessing and things like that. Understanding who is truly in control, even if you are in a place where you're suffering right now. It says here that the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. And again, I mean, I can sit here and be I'm a living testimony that anything that I've suffered, the Lord has, you know, given back, given me more, done, you know, he has done all these things in my life, in spite of the quote unquote suffering. So again, for us to go through life and think like, oh, there's going to be no suffering at all, like I shouldn't have to suffer, you know, I mean, yeah, maybe the Adam and Eve, you know, back then, there was supposed to be no suffering, X, Y, and Z. But I mean, that's not, you know, we're under obviously a different situation now because of what happened. And again, we can't look down on them because we would have did the same thing, because we do the same thing all day, every day. So, but what Christ has done has given us a way to still, again, have access to God the Father. And so, yeah, I mean, just saying. I got another verse here. 1 Peter 4:16. It says, yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. I mean, I don't have nothing to add to that, okay? Again, as believers, yes, we can be suffering here on earth, but if we are suffering because we are Christians, you know, if we are suffering for Christ and things of that nature, then let God get the glory out of that. And he will, you know. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Matter of fact, as the quotes say, I mean, you know, things, yes, may be bad here, but this is the closest thing to hell that those that are believers will experience. But on the flip side, you know, for those that are thriving and, you know, and doing whatever they want to do and living against the Lord and all this different type of stuff, this is the closest thing to heaven that they will experience. So, and this is according to the Bible. So, hey, you know, just things to think about. You know, again, if this is the worst that it could be for me and my eternal life, then I mean, I'll take some suffering here so I can have eternal glory in life. You know, what is this suffering comparable to ongoing suffering that never ends? I mean, I don't know. You can choose. You can flip that coin and you know, take that chance if you want to. But I mean, again, because we all have free will to do so. But I mean, for me, I'm thinking, you know, hey, I'd rather live in this hell than to live in actual hell for eternity. You know, I'd rather, yeah, just experience the bad things here versus anywhere else. But hey, I mean, we'll all see. But anywho, so then we got 1 Peter 2:21. It says, "For to this your, oh, excuse me, for to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, learning you or leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps." So again, this is just pretty much telling us that, you know, Christ suffered for us and he gave us an example of how to handle the suffering and all of those things. So and we're supposed to be walking in his footsteps. We're supposed to be handling basically every aspect of life the way he did. And so, you know, and sure, that's a challenge. I mean, obviously, Jesus was God in the flesh, you know, and things like that. So, and we are not Christ and stuff, you know. And so, of course, it's a challenge, but we can do it and things like that. So, yeah, let's not just, you know, go through life and just living in the doom and gloom. I know, again, like I said, all these verses that I just shared, they could be bad news or like, oh, you're trying to tell me that as a believer, I'm going to be persecuted. Oh, you saying I'm going to be suffering. Oh, you saying, you know, yeah. Yeah. But guess what? Those that are suffering without Christ is a totally different thing than suffering with Christ. Because at the end of the day, my suffering don't last that long. You know what I mean? My suffering, you know, I still have hope, joy, love, peace, and fruits of the Spirit in the midst of it. I still see the Lord working with me, for me, and through me in spite of the ups and downs of life. And so, hey, I mean, choose you this day who you want to serve. You know what I mean? Are you going to follow yourself and go through things yourself and try to handle things yourself and then keep being upset about things not panning out the way you think it should be? Or are you going to trust the Lord and let him do what he want to do with your life and live in peace and contentment? Because that's what's happening for me. And I mean, I guess ultimately the gist this morning is, you know, again, yeah, we don't have to stay in the doom and gloom state. Yes, doom and gloom can be all around us, but what Christ has done is given us access to hope, love, joy, peace, and that's the juice. That's the juice. Now, the Bible verse of today is Romans 10:17. It says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Y'all know today's Friday, right? So we have a new episode of the GSL Talk Show coming out at 7 p.m. It's a chat with Brother Felice Matthew, an amazing gentleman that's a husband and a marriage coach and much, much more. So you guys can tune in to that episode tonight at 7. And yeah, I hope you guys have a fabulous Friday. Talk to y'all tomorrow at the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us, because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.